This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, did you know that there is a huge problem in getting humanitarian aid to the Gaza area, according to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken? You want to know what the problem is? Criminal gangs, he says, and ordinary civilians. He never once mentions Hamas could be part of this problem in terms of getting the humanitarian aid or taking over the humanitarian aid. You know, I got to tell you, folks, when we won't even mention their name, evidently, this shows just how far down the rabbit hole this administration seems to have gone in terms of trying to literally have it both ways, trying to, you know, show support for Israel because they believe that that is politically needed to do on the one hand. And on the other hand, they're trying to show that, well, wait a minute, you know, we're going to tell Israel exactly what they can and can't do. And we're not going to continue, you know, to demonize Hamas. I mean, don't you think that they would be a primary source of problems trying to get humanitarian aid into Gaza, especially in terms of getting that aid to actual people who are non-combatants? We've seen this movie 100 times, haven't we? But Anthony Blinken, oh, well, I guess it's these criminal gangs and evidently ordinary civilians who are causing this huge problem. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition, and we're going strong. Hour number 4 is launching right now. We, again, continue to head into the stratosphere as we go through the overnight hours in America. Telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. And if you'd like to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, you can always leave us a direct message. We've got some great messages this morning, by the way. We were so happy to hear from listener Joan up in Seattle. Looks like there might be some barbecue weather this weekend, maybe for a short period of time before the weather may change back again. Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning, same story. Looks like they might have a little bit of weather coming up there. We also heard again from Lucy in Sarasota. Had a lot of kind words for the program, and just really appreciate all these great messages that we get. And we've also had a lot of great calls as well. So keep them coming, folks. By the way, I want you to stay tuned. I hope that you can stay tuned this morning to the bottom of the hour segment, because we're going to be talking, because it's Thursday morning, we're talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of great issues in terms of our veterans. And also we'll be talking about, I think, Ukraine aid as well this morning. So you definitely want to tune in. Always a great time talking with Jimmy T. Smith. And, again, that comes up at the bottom of the hour. Also, in the first segment here this morning, this from ABC News. This is a very, very sad story, but it involves SWAT officers that were hospitalized here in Southern California, Dateline Irvine. An explosion during an outdoor training exercise Wednesday sent 16 members of Southern California's Orange County Sheriff's Department SWAT team to the hospital, with one person requiring surgery for a leg injury, the department said. This, again, from ABC News. Two others had superficial wounds, while the remaining 13 had dizziness and ringing in their ears. The blast occurred shortly before 1 p.m. at the facility in a remote area of Irvine, said Sergeant DeFrank Gonzalez. It was not immediately clear what caused the explosion, but it happened during a training with the sheriff's bomb squad, he said. The most severe injury was a non-life-threatening leg wound that will require surgery, Gonzalez said. The two other wounded deputies won't require surgery, he said. Helicopter news footage showed a small one-story building encircled by yellow police tape surrounded by grassy fields. No FBI personnel were injured, said Bureau spokesperson Laura Emilier. The FBI Special Agent Jerry Crow Regional Tactical Training Facility south of Los Angeles hosts firearms training and qualifications tests for the Bureau and local law enforcement agencies, she said. The FBI will lead the investigation. And I'll tell you, folks, you know, in my travels and so forth, and even recently, under different circumstances, I've, of course, have interacted with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. They have always, the deputies are always wonderful. They're helpful. They have a very wide patrol area. They come running when you call. And so this is hits very, very close to home for me here on this program this morning. So I wanted to let you know what had happened. And actually, I do believe now, of course, earlier in the day, I was seeing helicopters flying around a particular area in the Irvine area. And so they were, of course, that was some of the news coverage, I'm sure. But definitely it's good to know that nobody was killed. But our best wishes go out to all that were involved, especially the deputy that had the leg injury there. But I'll tell you, they are one of the finest sheriff's departments in the world. There's no doubt about it. So, again, our good thoughts go out to the Orange County Sheriff's Department SWAT team this morning. So we just wanted to let you know about that, because on this program, of course, we absolutely support our law enforcement, our first responders, our military. This story, as I said, hits very, very close to home. Just about a week and a half ago, I had occasion to report something to an Orange County Sheriff's deputy. They are just more than professional. So again, we want everybody to know our thoughts are with you on this. All right, folks, stay right there. We are going to come right back. We've got a lot more to tell you about. And then at the bottom of the hour, we got Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. So, folks, there's a lot happening on this program in this hour, this morning. So don't you dare go anywhere. I'll warn with you. Stay right there.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. If you're just waking up, getting ready for your day, welcome. And if you're just ending up your day after working through the wee hours of the morning, well, you know, it's a great day that has come to an end there for you, and we're glad to be part of it. And we're going to do it all again, of course, tomorrow morning, but not before we continue with this program here. Talk to Jimmy T. Smith at the bottom of the hour, and much more as we cruise through hour number 4 of the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And, you know, we heard about this, too. You know what happened with Boeing and that one airliner where the door, there was a, you know, I guess technically it was a deleted door, but it blew open during flight, and it was a very, very terrible thing, obviously. We understand now, this according to the New York Post, security footage that could identify who worked on the Alaska Airlines Boeing jet that lost a door plug mid-flight has been overwritten, complicating the investigation into the near disaster. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board revealed on Wednesday this Boeing 737 MAX 9 was forced to make an emergency landing on January 5th. The same plane was scheduled to undergo maintenance, and an investigation later showed that there had been no bolts on the door that flew off midair. The aircraft has also undergone rivet repairs several months earlier, but Boeing has been unable to supply any information on who worked on the failed door plug. NTSB Chairman Jennifer Homendy wrote Wednesday in a shocking letter to the Senate Commerce Committee. Boeing also lost a video that would have tracked down the worker, Homendy said in the letter. To date, we still don't know who performed the work to open, reinstall, and close the door plug on the accident aircraft. Boeing has informed us they are unable to find records documenting this work. So, folks, I mean, it's just going from bad to worse, isn't it, on this.
And, you know, when we talk with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, you know, we've talked about Boeing and the various issues that it is facing, this one being one of the most paramount ones, obviously. But he's been talking about the mismanagement of Boeing and has actually described it as a, you know, as a disgrace, a national disgrace. And so now if they can't find this kind of information yet, perhaps, it is definitely a very, very, very bad thing altogether, isn't it? Also, folks, of course, what's happening with President Trump and the case in Georgia. President Trump, the judge in the case, this according to Newsmax, the judge in the case has now dismissed some of the charges against the former President Donald Trump. But many other counts, of course, remain in the indictment. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee wrote in an order that six of the counts in the indictment must be quashed. Now, this includes three against Trump and also but the order also leaves intact other charges. The judge wrote that prosecutors could seek a new indictment if they wanted to on these charges that were dismissed. But he dismissed these charges, folks, because there wasn't enough detail about the alleged crime that they say was committed. Part of this is that phone call, and we talked about this a little bit before in one of the previous hours of the program, but this is the phone call where Trump talks to the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, and he says, "All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is more, which is one more than we have," Trump said during the call. Now, you tell me, folks, is that a call to conjure up votes out of thin air, you know, to have some ceremony and the votes appear or something like that? No, of course not. What he's talking about is go back through the election records here and see if there's anything that is amiss. Anything, if these votes were never counted properly, then, and we get these many, well, then that makes the difference in the election. In other words, let's make sure all of this is legitimate in the election. That is doesn't seem to be like a crime, but the far left and the prosecutors like Fannie Willis and Letitia James and others, they all want to twist anything that is ever said and to try to make it sound nefarious, to try to make it sound nefarious. So as a plain reading of what he was saying to the Georgia Secretary of State, it doesn't seem to me that that is rises to the level of saying manufacture something for me to commit fraud. It sounds like, okay, double check. You know, maybe if he just said, could you double check? You know, I don't, but you, and then they'd say, well, yeah, double check is a code word, you know. That's a dog whistle for commit fraud in the election. See, in other words, you'll never, ever convince so many on the far left. It's just that simple. You got to stand up. Now, obviously, if they didn't have enough detail on these other counts, yes, they may be able to try to refile the indictments. But I don't know that they'd be very successful. Don't you think they would have led with their best stuff the first time around? Very, very good question. All right, we got just a little bit of time left in this segment, but let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Eric in Tennessee this morning giving us a call. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks, you know, sure. I sincerely appreciate it. Real quick, the last topic you were just talking about, Georgia and Trump and Fulton County. You're forgetting one thing. The reason that he is being prosecuted is because, and this is a little tongue-in-cheek, he represents the patriarchal hegemony of xenophobic, cisgendered white men and its oppression that it puts forth throughout the nation, which causes a threat to our democracy. So that's pretty much, you know, that's tongue-in-cheek there.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I do.
You're
yeah.
following me, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, real quick, I'm kind of going backwards here. Haiti. Haiti's been a failed state since the early 20th century. And reading articles on this, everybody remembers the earthquake in 2010. Well, Haiti's debt was completely canceled by the international community. Now they're massively in debt. What are they massively in debt again for? They're in debt for oil coming from Venezuela that Venezuela has been selling to the island because they can't pay full price. So they're getting at a discount. And even at a discount, they can't excuse me, they can't pay that debt. So you got this knucklehead barbecue, whatever, you know, he's, several years ago, he had rose to prominence because he's a former, Haitian police officer, and he controls vast quantities of Port-au-Prince because he's the, you know, I don't want to say Robin Hood, so it's the Robin Hood character for that, and now he's suddenly the bad guy. Well, he became the bad guy when he started blocking petrol, gasoline distribution points and oil points throughout Haiti because he thought the government was corrupt. I'm not defending his actions, but that was his deal. So then the United Nations said, hey, we need to have an intervention. We need to have an armed intervention in Haiti a year ago. I want to say they were calling for this at the end of 22. They were calling for this armed intervention in Haiti because it's out of control, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. So who goes down there other than Secretary of State Antony Blinken? Antony Blinken was basically, as I say, maybe one or two right-hand men removed from Secretary Hillary Clinton during the time frame when the Clinton Foundation was out down there causing a giant Charlie Foxtrot with aid. Her brother, people can look this up, I didn't believe it myself. Mm-hmm. Her brother, Tony Rodham, was running a gold mine operation on the border of Haiti and the Dominican Republic at that time. There was a big stink about environmental, this, that, and the other. So Haiti's far more complicated than just, you know, who's controlling what.
Well, sure.
Even the Council on Foreign Relations says the reason Haiti's a failed state, well, because there's too much foreign intervention.
Hmm.
So they're trying to play both sides of the coin here.
Well, what do you think about trying to bring refugees to Guantanamo Bay, and you got Governor DeSantis deploying forces to say you can't come into Florida? I mean, this is a big-time thing.
Sure. Okay. Everybody wants humanitarian. People, the innocent should be taken care of, right? Who's going to disagree with that? Okay, but here's the thing. I went down that rabbit hole a little bit yesterday. Okay, so you got refugees, people legitimately seeking refuge. Well, Haiti's the number one exporter, or excuse me, the number one client of Haiti exports in the world is the United States, followed by Canada, followed by Mexico. All three of those countries make up the USMCA, basically the North Atlantic Treaty, if you will, North American Treaty of business and stuff. I'm wondering if there's provisions in there that allow for that are legally, hey, there's nothing you can do about it. They're going to come in because they're part of they do business with, quote unquote, us.
Yeah.
So I think that on the face of it, you know, come to Ron doing that, you know, that's fine and dandy. I get it. But there's a lot more moving parts going on in this, and I think we should not be involved in Haiti. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for my coffee going, but thanks for my call, Kyle.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Have a great day. Take care. That's Eric in Tennessee, everybody. Appreciate him very much. We appreciate you, too. Folks, when we come back, we got Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Lawyers representing a Boeing whistleblower whose death was determined to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound over the weekend are urging authorities to conduct a more thorough investigation. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a hotel Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. In a statement, Barnett's attorneys emphasized that they saw no signs suggesting he would take his own life. Don Lemon announced that his contract with Elon Musk for a new show on X is terminated. Lemon mentioned in a statement on X that Musk canceled the deal just hours after their interview, expressing displeasure with it. Lemon also promised to share more details about the situation in a separate video. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition. As we continue across your radio dial in the overnight areas across America, the overnight hours across America, and areas too, wherever we are. I'll tell you what, folks, we're having fun on the program this morning. We've had a lot of great calls, a lot of great direct messages. We appreciate it so much, but we've reached one of my favorite parts of the program throughout the week, and that is the time we get to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. You can check out their website at cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. You can also find them on X, formerly known as Twitter, of course, at Concerned Vets. That's at Concerned Vets. So without further ado, let's say good morning to Jimmy T. Smith. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle. Yes, you can find us on the formerly Twitter, on X, and there's a lot of stuff that we've been putting out there lately. And especially there was an article by Jason Beardsley, and he is one of our senior advisors. And let me tell you, the article was in reference to all the money and things that is going into Ukraine and the lack of accountability.
Well, that's exactly right. And, one of the lines from that article, you know, is talking about sending high tech gear into a black hole, hoping for the best is a dangerous game. And obviously, you know, we're having a tough time even just accounting for what's supposedly going over there.
Well, the reason it's so important is, first and foremost, we have talked about this blank check mentality for Ukraine and things like that. But sending over a bunch of very high-tech, very sensitive items into an area like, you know, a war zone is always difficult to track. admittedly, we should have learned that from the 20 years of war in Afghanistan, plus all the conflict that's going in Iraq and Syria and stuff like that. But it also goes into where we're going to need those items in the future. So as an example, we do currently have men and women being shot at in the Middle East. And we have the rise of China, in which we are really starting to be more concerned about and trying to preposition troops in the Pacific and doing all these other things. America does not have a blank check for equipment, or B, the ability to rapidly produce all these items as well for us to prepare for our future security. And for all of our aid to go into Ukraine, you know, I think it's over $100 billion that has gone there in equipment and things like that. For all this aid to go there and not every single item as best as possible to be tracked and inventory to know who it's going to make sure it's going into the fight, I mean, that's just unacceptable. And I can tell you, as somebody who served in the military, in the enlisted side, if you lose a night vision goggle, which is considered a very sensitive item, especially with all the technology in it nowadays, I mean, you are really going to be highly reprimanded. But apparently, if you're a higher general staff or, you know, diplomats at the higher level, and you lose or you can't track almost a quarter of the equipment going into a war zone, no big deal. You know, people need to be held accountable for this. And our leaders in Congress must demand proper oversight. And that, Kyle, is one of the biggest challenges.
Well, indeed. Something else that that he writes in this article, you know, he's talking about the idea that Washington elites, they're far from understanding how war works, first of all, and what happens on the ground. And he says what missions are effective. So you've got politicians who are trying to, I guess, kitchen sink this whole thing, but yet is there rhyme or reason to it, I think is a good question.
Well, exactly. Well, a lot of people think that they know how war really works, and if you have never been in the military and on the ground, you can study all you want, but the practicality is there are certain things that are beneficial to the actual conflict. And you have leaders who are, you know, in the Pentagon who are like, well, let's send them this. This is going to be useful. And you have people on the ground who get the equipment who haven't been properly trained on it, who won't be able to fully implement the technology. So let's give an example of a thermal sights. Well, thermal sights are great. I mean, the ability to see some of the things with this, but you have to be trained on how to use them fully to make them effective on the battlefield. And if they're not being used in that form, then you're just wasting money and potentially losing equipment on a battlefield when it could be better used. And then in that, we see that is a mentality that happens from the elected officials who are just pushing money and equipment to the Pentagon officials who have never been on the battlefield or the ground. These are some of the dangers about people just wanting to sign the blank check and send them whatever they need. We really need to rethink our strategy, because our forces who are trained on this may very well need these pieces of equipment in the future.
Well, indeed. And certainly, you know, a worst case scenario, right? Ukraine does fall ultimately. And then, but now you've got like President Macron over in France talking about, you know, let's send some troops over there. I mean, it's starting those kinds of discussions, which would obviously be a major escalation in this whole thing. So, you know, what happens if, you know, it's inevitable that Ukraine loses this war, quote unquote, and then what happens? Europe is now engulfed in a new war against Putin because the it wasn't effective in terms of the aid.
Well, and not only that, though, think about this, Kyle. Here's one of the things, and we've spoken about this before. A lot of this, if you look at the NATO countries and the EU overall, we have an example where for decades, since NATO's establishment, they have lacked or underspent almost $1 trillion in their defense and their preparedness because of the concern of Russia coming sweeping over. And now that there's this big concern, now because of their lack of willingness, they are looking at America and saying, well, you need to send money. You need to help Ukraine. If they had done their due diligence of building solid militaries to prepare for these things in the past, think about it. One is they would not have to have depended upon America for all this aid. But but also you have leaders in our nation's capital who don't have any problem with sending money and writing all these checks and sending all this equipment, saying, well, we'll just buy more equipment. This is going to build more American jobs. Well, you know what? Let the Europeans pay that money to buy our equipment, to do all those things. That's what would have happened if NATO would have adhered to its requirement under its spending for their defense in each and every country. So as an example, some countries like Britain have done relatively well. Germany has always lacked in its spending. But if they would have spent properly, they would have had the equipment that they could be using to help deter Russia, and they could have bought American equipment instead. Again, America spending American tax dollars in foreign countries. This is one of the dilemmas on this. People are saying, but this is good for our economy because we're going to buy our own equipment. It would be better for our economy if the European nations were buying our equipment instead.
Well, very well said. Very, very good point. And obviously, you were talking about NATO. You know, there's room for a lot of criticism about NATO. It's almost as if sometimes, well, if you speak out against NATO at all, that somehow that's just, you know, verboten or something. But the points that you're making are incredibly on point, I think.
Well, and that's where it's important for organizations like CVA, Concerned Veterans for America. So we're a group of veterans, right? So a lot of people think of us sometimes as like a VFW and the VSOs and stuff. No, we are a group of veterans who are concerned for America, and we are telling America and others about these broken policies. We can complain about and speak out about NATO and other failings and these blank check mentalities because as veterans, we know so much about how things happen in war. We also know that it is the veterans who are being forced to deal with all these challenges and in the future will suffer from these issues. And we, who have sacrificed so much for our nation's security, do not want to see America become weaker because of bad foreign policy.
Well, indeed. And I appreciate what you're saying so much because it has to do with learning from history. And a lot of times agendas and learning from history sort of collide. And we say, well, we don't want to worry about what happened before because this is a whole new deal. But what you're talking about is, no, wait a minute. We know exactly what to expect. We've seen this movie before, kind of a thing.
Exactly. And, you know, I referred to Afghanistan in the past. You think about how much money they spent on projects that nobody asked for in Afghanistan. And it was just a matter of spend the money to build relationships or to try to buy favor for some of their warlords in that country and things like that. We can't just take America's prosperity and dump it into the black hole. And if you look at what's happening in Ukraine, we know almost a quarter of that has not been properly tracked and is getting dumped in a black hole. Historically, we've seen this movie before, like you said.
Indeed. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, it's been really, really great, and the time just flies by, but cv4a.org is the website, and at Concerned Vets on X. Take care. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. God bless, Kyle.
God bless. Take care. All right, Jimmy T. Smith, everybody. We're coming right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You know, I got to tell you, folks, you know, we're so proud to have great guests like Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. You know, I learn a lot every time that we talk with him. We talk with him every Thursday morning and the bottom of hour number four, which translates into 5:30 a.m. Eastern time. And, you know, I got to tell you, you know, you're not hearing stuff like this on some other stations and other programs. So we're just really proud to be able to talk with them. And of course, right here on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and AM 930, and all our other great stations, especially along the GCN network, that you're hearing this program. We're just really, really happy to be able to bring you a lot of this great info. And one other thing too, of course, folks, don't forget, you can head over to GCNlive.com if you want to check out live streams for the program. And as I was saying before, we got some great changes coming up to my home website that'll make it easier for you to hear the program live and so forth. But welcome to everybody listening, of course, across all the different stations this morning. And, of course, GCN distributes our program out to all of our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. But right there in Tampa, Florida, is AM 860 The Answer, our home station. And we want to say a special good morning to everybody there at AM 860. All right. Yesterday on the program, we talked a lot about the Robert Herr testimony. And I still think there's going to be a lot of ramifications about that because the Democrats are desperately trying to rehabilitate. It's like somebody had a memo somewhere, or, you know, they got together at the donut shop or something, and they all kind of came up with this notion of, we're going to rehabilitate Joe Biden's his whole persona here, his whole reputation, his whole perception, if we can do that. And, you know, they really believe, I think, that they can do something like that. So that's why that Robert Hur report had to be attacked so viciously, as was done by the likes of Adam Schiff. Oh, and by the way, Adam Schiff has now being eclipsed, at least right now, in terms of the vote count for the Senate primary in California. It's neck and neck. It's Steve Garvey, at last report, was like 4,800 votes ahead of Adam Schiff, with some 5 million votes being cast. That has got to stick in Schiff's craw like you wouldn't believe. I don't want to be anywhere near Adam Schiff at this point, because I'm sure he's just not a happy camper. I'm sure he feels, and others feel in the Democrat Party elite, that he should be winning this thing far and away, that it shouldn't even be close, that Steve Garvey would have maybe some kind of showing, but certainly nothing like this, right? That just goes against everything, you know, that's sacrosanct in California politics, evidently. But once again, folks, the likes of Adam Schiff, you know, trying to tear up Robert Hur was really quite something to see. But there was a sound clip I wanted to get to yesterday. We just didn't get the time to do it. But I wanted you to hear this from Jonathan Turley. He was speaking on Fox News about these reports, but also about these cases in general of the retention of classified documents. Very interesting what he has to say about the Biden case, the fact that no charges are being brought, and now we know why. Robert Hur explained why, and I thought the why is so much more important, and that's what's driving the Democrat Party elite literally up the wall, is because they don't want this perception that Biden has these issues, that he's a kindly old man with a bad memory. This is how he would be portrayed to a jury. They don't want that, because it runs right into their thing of Biden the great, the magnificent, the compassionate, the experienced, the wise, that kind of thing. All right, which we all know is just, you know, just messaging. That's what that is. Okay, so let's listen in here to Jonathan Turley here briefly.
Well, there was a bizarre disconnect after you listened to her. He laid out evidence that was remarkably compelling. It was like playing the game of Clue and having all the murder weapon, location, the suspect, but Colonel Mustard just couldn't remember how he got there. And, you know, and he basically said, I just can't prosecute on this basis. He talked about how Biden told someone that he found classified documents in his basement, read from some of those documents to a third party, how evidence was destroyed by this ghost writer in terms of an audio tape, how the White House intervened to try to get facts removed, to frame the report, and a series of contradictions of not just what Joe Biden has said in the past, but what he said after the interview. And so you're left there thinking, wow, this is as good a case as I could imagine. And Hur just said, look, I just don't think, given his diminished mental faculties, that we could guarantee or have a certainty or a likelihood of conviction. Now, one can accept that, because I got to tell you, Hur came off as incredibly credible and professional. The problem is the other disconnect with the Trump case. I can't see how you could decline these charges and yet go forward on the classified documents charges against Trump. And, of course, you have two different special counsels. But that contrast is more glaring today than it has ever been.
Bingo. See, right there. See, that's why I wanted you to hear what Jonathan Turley had to say, because it is so important in terms of, you know, just moving through these next few months of the campaign, because they will try to make it. And this is what Jayapal was doing yesterday, too. Representative Jayapal. Well, you've exonerated Joe Biden. And Robert Hur said, no, wait a minute. No, I haven't exonerated Joe Biden. You got the other spokesperson over at the White House trying to say pretty much the same thing, The case is closed. There's nothing there. They didn't rise to the level and this kind of thing. And I think Jonathan Turley's take is very, very on correct in that this does sound like a great case. But for whatever reason, and Herr gave his reasoning, of course, they're not. He wasn't recommending that. But you know who could recommend that? The Attorney General of the United States. So if nothing, if only to be consistent, you know, in a regular world, you would think, well, my gosh, people are going to think that the fix is in because we're prosecuting this person, but we're not going to prosecute that person. And if it was reversed, there might be some possibility of that. But because, and again, this is where this is all going to center in the campaign, because it's go after Trump at any cost, it doesn't matter what parts of the Constitution we rip up, it doesn't matter how many rights we deny people, it just doesn't matter, because the end justifies the means. That's one of the mantras of the far left and the Democrat Party elite. And we've seen this time and time again, and they're going to continue to do this. And my friends, you know, again, at the same time, who's supposed to be ripping up the Constitution? Oh, Donald Trump. Well, the GOP, they're going to rip up the Constitution. And in fact, in the State of the Union, where President Biden says, what else rights are you going to take away? He messed up his sentence so terribly at that point. But again, it's this portrayal of this righteous indignation. And we're going to, you know, we are so far above these Republicans, these GOP people, these candidates, these, you know, this Donald Trump. Anybody who would ever vote for Donald Trump, we're so far above you. And we're just looking down with pity because you just don't understand. And so we're going to tell you how Donald Trump's going to, you know, tear up the Constitution, take away all the rights. It's a war on this, a war on that. It's a war on women. It's a war on everything. But in reality, what's happening is they want to create this notion where, again, they're the protectors of democracy, et cetera, but in reality, that's just a gateway to being able to exert even more control. More control. The words you can use, the things you can say, the thoughts you can have, the, you know, the positions you can take, and this kind of thing. And the votes you can make. Because, you know, a vote that's not for Joe Biden is obviously a vote to tear up democracy and topple it and all this stuff. But, folks, we are on to them, aren't we? We're on to them, and we're going to keep on preaching it. I'll tell you that much. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Thank you for being there this morning. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the messages. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Go out there and make it a great day, and you take care out there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.